The importance of Guinea to China is clear. The authorities in Beijing have promised the government a $20 billion loan, twice the country's GDP, to be paid to Guinea in installments over 20 years to secure access to its bauxite. But SMB's rapid expansion has come at a cost. A report published in October by Human Rights Watch, an international advocacy group, said that the Guinean government has allowed SMB to bypass environmental safeguards. The focus on growth has been at the expense of the local people's environment and livelihoods, says Jim Wormington, one of the group's researchers. Although SMB employs more than 17,000 people directly or indirectly, many locals say the new job opportunities are not enough to compensate for the environmental damage. SMB says it has paid all its taxes and done the proper environmental checks. The situation around the mines is nonetheless grim. SMB gave hundreds of villagers a one-off payment for access to their land, but many villages are perilously perched near wide roads over which lorries pass day and night. Many villagers say they lack proper access to clean water because the mining operations have blocked or polluted rivers. SMB says it builds wells for the villages and supplies water in tankers until they are completed. But a government-commissioned audit in May 2018 said that SMB conducted no monitoring of the environment and that the consortium lacks equipment to monitor air or water quality. There are some signs of improvement. SMB says that it began an environmental monitoring program this year. But little of the money SMB pays in charges and taxes is reinvested locally by the central government. Mr. Bouzigue says that when the consortium built a health centre, it took the government about 2 years to send a doctor to man it. In an interview with The Economist in April, he admitted that SMB itself could do more to improve locals' lives and that he personally wants to do better. Guinea could, in theory, industrialise if it moved to processing bauxite instead of exporting it raw. SMB does have plans to build Guinea's first refinery by 2022. Whatever happens, Bokay's residents will find themselves at the mercy of the search for this prized material. "We can't just leave. We have nowhere to go," says Mr. Kalisa, looking out over the red earth.